This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if you're looking at the headlines, you're going to see some headlines saying California's going to reach herd immunity. Like, woo-hoo. Right? Some headlines are like, oh, yeah, you know, we already are in herd immunity in our county. In our zip code, where we have herd immunity. And everyone's like, oh, yay, you did it, you did it. Meanwhile, we have, I think one expert, I think it was from Emory University, saying, no, we're never going to reach herd immunity. That's... The virus, unfortunately, is mutating too fast for our vaccination efforts. And, you know, before we kind of dive into the back and forth, I just take a step back and look at how amazing we've done thus far. We have never tried to vaccinate a globe. I don't think in the history of mankind have we ever had a global effort to try to stop a pandemic the way we have. And I think we have done an amazing job. And we have to take a second and pat ourselves on the back, right, and go, whoo-hoo, because there is so much, I guess, hatred brewing and so many bad ideas brewing and concepts of, okay, well, let's start to shun those who don't want to vaccinate. And you have a lot of underserved and minorities and, you know, people that really shouldn't be nobody should be discriminated against. You're starting to have people call for that. You're starting to have people, you know, fire those who don't want to get the vaccine. And, you know, so before people start turning on each other, we need to be a little bit realistic about what our goals are. And so, you know, this concept of herd immunity, and I never want it to sound pessimistic, but I'm a realist. And in medicine, you have to be a realist. You don't want to lie to your patients. You don't want to lie to the public. You do want to give hope, but you don't want to, you know, blow smoke or give false hope. So when I heard that we were going to try to vaccinate the globe to reach herd immunity, I mean, yes, I was skeptical. I was like, way to go. You know, how could I help? But, you know, really, are we going to be able to do that? You know, who is sending shots to Zimbabwe? You know, how is Kuwait getting the vaccines? Do you have enough healthcare workers to administer them? Do you have enough freezing and cold collection boxes? You know, do you have enough syringes? Can the companies pump out the vaccine quick enough? And so I think us in medicine knew that the variants were going to come, and we knew that those variants were going to brew in big populations, such as what we're seeing in India, and we knew that America would kind of make their own, but we've been very, very hopeful that whatever vaccine we're using is going to be good enough just to stave off worsening illness. And that's why I've never been dishonest with you guys, but I have been more optimistic than you guys might have expected, because honestly, I think we can make a dent. I think we can make a good dent. Do I think we're going to reach herd immunity? Not just by vaccine. I think it's going to have to take this virus on its own mutating to a weaker form. It's just the numbers aren't there. You just aren't, you know. I think now in Iowa they have a new strain. There's a new COVID strain detected in Iowa. So I don't know if it was self-grown or if it was something that was identified in India, not the India strain, the bad one, I don't believe. But, you know, so you know, we can't stop travel for decades. I mean, we can't stop a virus from mutating. you know, to the degree that we want to. So before everybody starts to go, well, you see, it's because of the anti-vaxxers, or it's the people who are vaccine hesitant, or it's because of those in minority populations that don't trust the government. Before you start blaming everybody, or those who support Trump, or whoever you want to blame, stop, go, well done, because this has never been done before. And, you know, not only have we vaccinated millions of people, but we've come up with a vaccine that can be easily modified and tinkered with as we need to evolve. If COVID evolves, and many experts are saying it's going to be here to stay for a while, we can change the vaccine and each year get an annual vaccine. I mean, you know, so then the question is should we stop using the term herd immunity, and should we already be kind of working on Plan B? And you know, because I don't want a false narrative. I don't want to give false hope saying we are going to vaccinate the globe of 6 billion people and we're going to do it before another variant comes. I think people are kind of realizing that that was kind of high hopes. So then what should we expect? Well, I think what we should expect is you're going to have not 100% enthusiasm for the vaccine. That's no shock. I think you also need to expect, sorry, my phone's ringing. I think you also need to expect that there are going to be variants, and there's always going to be a new pathogen, even if it's not COVID. Maybe it'll be flu one year. Maybe it'll be tuberculosis. Maybe it'll be drug-resistant gonorrhea. But there are always going to be outbreaks of some kind. You know, we still are dealing with Ebola in Africa. So then, you know, then maybe we should really be putting a lot of money into Plan B. I mean, I think money going into the COVID vaccination education effort is nice, but I would have also liked to see money going into facilities that could double as hospitals if we need to, or double as ICUs or ventilators or oxygen generating labs. You know, or more research into drugs, because I think we are going to have, just like we spoke about with the climate and, you know, the temperatures getting warmer, these are things that happen, you know, and I'm not saying you and I are going to be extinct anytime soon. You know, I hope that we could live, you know, for generations and generations more. But the way the Earth and the world is designed is for species to come and go. And so, you know, I think we need to have a broader fight with COVID rather than just the vaccine. I think we need to be ready on other fronts. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly's Show. So over the weekend, Tag wrote that he's been called by, I don't know how many people, he made it sound like a lot of people, but he's been called and being harassed to get a vaccine if he hasn't gotten a vaccine, and he keeps hanging up. And he wanted to voice the frustration of being harassed and why don't people let you be. And, you know, he's not entirely wrong. When I heard that we were going to have a vaccination sort of platform or program, I thought, all right, those who want it, want it. Those who don't. I knew there was going to be some flirtation with mandatory, but I was like, it's not constitutional. It's not going to go anywhere. You know, but then
others said, no, I mean, if, you know, local government could close down businesses, they could force vaccine. I don't think they can. I don't think the Constitution will allow it. If those who want the vaccine could get it, if those who don't want it, they don't want it, they can't force it. They're human beings. They're allowed to choose what goes into their body. And then and hopefully those of us that did get the vaccine, we have protection, so let people do what they do. Yes, we might run the risk of there still being the virus out there and it brewing and mutating, but, you know, we choose liberty, we choose individual rights, and, you know, we choose that first. And so many people don't agree with that. They think that we should do mandatory vaccines. We should force it, you know, to save the human race when it comes to COVID. Well, then, so what if we don't have a lot of babies? And what if any more news comes out that humans are not repopulating or are not making progeny? Are we going to force female humans to reproduce to save the human species? I mean, how far does that go? Remind you, I would love herd immunity. I would love COVID to go away. I would love to avoid variants brewing in populations where there's, you know, a bunch of people not getting vaccinated or not having the vaccine yet. But at what point do we trample on people's liberties for the sake of human species? There's a lot of women out there that do not want to have babies. And the only way to keep us alive and evolving is to have babies. So what are you going to do to them, huh? I mean, at some point, you need to, you know, realize that a person has a choice of what goes into their body. You can't force me to have sex with somebody. You can't force me to inject something into my body. That's just, that's the law. So, Tad doesn't want to be harassed. So, this is where the harassment's coming from. Okay, I don't know if you saw in the news, but Biden basically is kind of saying use it or lose it in a way. He wants states that are not using their vaccines to send them to parts of the country that want them globally. Countries are like, look, if Americans don't want the shot, give it to us. So there's a lot of pressure on the government and public officials that if you don't use it, you lose it. When I worked for the government, that's the way the budgets work. If you don't use the budget, then you get less budget next year. So spend it all so they don't cut your budget next year. I couldn't believe that. I'm like, well, no, you save the government money. You save taxpayers money. No, because once they cut the budget, you don't get it. That's how government works. That's how a lot of academic institutions work. If they could save money going, well, this department only spent 75% of their money, so why are we giving them this much money? Let's just give them what they need. So the department's like, no, we'll spend more. I mean, that's how businesses and institutions and governments run. So if there are, you know, stockpiles of vaccines and the world gets wind of that, they are going to demand sharing the wealth, spreading it. And if India needs the shots and there's people in America that don't want it, give it to India. Us vaccinating 100% of America would be cool, but it's not going to happen. And even if we do vaccinate 100% of America, we still have the virus brewing then in India. So then the question is should we get off some Americans' backs and start bringing some of the vaccine to other countries? Should we try to vaccinate hotspots and then maybe have more of a 50%? You know, I mean, having 100% this country, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it'll protect our country, but we're not going to hit the 100%. Then meanwhile, we have new variants brewing and brewing. I mean, and I'm not saying to stop vaccination in America. I think we should still keep going. We're still vaccinating people by the millions. But, again, does mean we start to trample on people's rights. So when the vaccine rollout, started, there was a lot of pressure in this competition, I guess. Shouldn't have been a competition, but there was, on which state would have the best vaccination rate. I think Vermont might have won. I think Vermont may have the highest percentage vaccinated. But then again, they have a smaller population, but so there was a race. Israel, in terms of countries, you know, blew a lot of people out of the water. Again, I think they only have 9 million people, so again, a smaller country, much smaller than America, but you know, they like, look, you know, we're on it. We're doing our part. You're not going to blame the pandemic on our country. So there was a fear. So that same fear with you're not going to blame COVID on my country, we did our part, happened on the micro level in America, per state, per city, per county. So it was on the states, and there was some unspoken threat that if your state doesn't, you know, do their part and be on it, then, you know, it's not going to bode well. Then when we saw how governors and the pressure to lock down took over, other states are like, look, all right, you know, if this is what you're telling us, if this is the science, that if we vaccinate, we could open up and we have less cases in the hospital, then it's more important that we open up. So guys, you know, let's just bunker down. And that is the reasoning why so many people who weren't planning on getting the vaccine did. Once they realized that, you know, I don't know if a bunch of them were that scared of the virus versus they really wanted their state to reopen. And when some health officials are like, look, we need to be at this percentage, or we need to be at this positivity rate, or we need to do this. And maybe some people saw the writing on the wall where it could be forced. They're like, you know what? I think I'd rather do it on my own terms. And I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. And, you know, I mean, for me, yeah, I was vaccinated. I'm glad I was. I feel I have a good amount of protection. Do I think I'm protected 100%? No. But do I think I have a good amount of protection? Yeah. Do I think the shot I have could protect us from the Indian strain? The strain's going on in India right now. I do. I believe it offers some protection. And any protection is fantastic. If we could keep people out of the hospital, I think it's great. But there is a pressure, and now, again, the president's giving pressure, and understandably so. If you're not going to use your vaccine doses, then we're going to send them. The White House told governors Tuesday morning they will redistribute vaccine doses from states where they are going unused to other areas where there is higher demand. This procedure will make sure unused doses do not carry over weekly and instead be added to a federal bank available to states where demand outweighs supply. And I got to tell you, I mean, that is nothing new in medicine. Yeah. States who do not or refuse their full allocation in 1 week will not lose out permanently, and they will hand over their doses to their government on a one-time basis. Initial distribution will still depend on the adult population in each state. In recent weeks, many states have seen a large amount of those doses not being distributed. In the beginning, states didn't have enough. Now, states have, a lot of them have too much. Arkansas officials confirmed that they declined their entire share of vaccine doses last week, and this week Iowa turned down nearly three-quarters of the doses available to the state, claiming demand for the shots remains weak. So, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Jeff Azintz, said the changes in distribution shows government focus on making shots available to everyone who is eager to get vaccinated. He said that 80% of people over the age of 65 have received at least one dose and underscored the next immunization campaign will be focused on continuing to build confidence in the vaccine and improve access. And I agree with that. On paper, that does. That sounds great. Apparently, New Mexico has done great, Vermont, Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's... But I just expect these vaccine campaigns to come to your phone. I, you know, be nice to the workers, but I get that it's sometimes harassing. Well, you know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for severe weather today as storms roll through from New Mexico to Delaware. Dangerous storms are expected to target the south, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. On Monday, storms went through Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells NBC's Today Show what she saw when she looked out her window.
Got up and I went to the back of the house and I looked at the trees and I thought, I've never seen that before. They were bent sideways.
In your backyard?
In my backyard.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will be guided by the rule of law during his tenure. Garland, testifying in a virtual House budget hearing, says his department is asking for more money to boost the enforcement of civil rights. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FBI is searching for answers after an incident outside the CIA headquarters on Monday.
An armed intruder was shot Monday evening trying to drive through the front gate at the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by armed guards at the gates and then refused to move. After a standoff, the suspect exited his car with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized, though the extent of his injuries was not known. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Prosecutors are seeking at least a 2-year prison sentence for former UAW president Dennis Williams. He was convicted of embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from the union as part of a long investigation. The probe has landed labor leaders and executives in the auto industry behind bars for breaking labor laws, taking bribes, and stealing union funds. Williams is scheduled to be sentenced in Detroit on May 11th. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I fear cancer. I mean, COVID scares me. I don't like seeing people in the hospital running out of oxygen. It scares me. But for most of my life, I've been afraid of cancer. So cancer is kind of one thing that I think is starting to get under-discussed. I think under-diagnosed. And many people are not screening for cancer or doing what they're supposed to because of COVID. And I've brought up cancer multiple times throughout this pandemic because when I heard that doctor's offices were closing, people were going to avoid going to the doctor, avoid going to the dentist, maybe call in telemedicine for an antibiotic every now and then. I'm like, wait a second, what about melanoma? What about your colon cancer screening? What about breast cancer? What about your pap smears? No, I don't want to get COVID. And a lot of people talk themselves into cancer's not as big a threat as COVID. And maybe in the short term, but in the long term, every month you lose on a diagnosis of cancer, depending on the type of cancer, could be life or death. So if I have a lump in my breast, I'm not going to wait because of COVID. I'm going to get it checked out if I can. Thank God mammogram centers were still open. Thank God you could still get a CAT scan if you needed to. People weren't coming in. Like, no, I need to save money. COVID, it's a $0 copay if I use telemedicine, which is great. I love telemedicine, but on telemedicine, we can't do your mammogram. So back in 2019, cancer overtook heart disease as the leading cause of death in middle-aged adults living in wealthy countries. Now, it might be because middle-aged adults were on statins for cholesterol, high blood pressure medication. By 2019, we were on it when it came to cholesterol, diabetes, diagnosis, and prevention medications out there. So we could slow down death from heart disease, not to mention all the procedures that we have out there. So cancer overtook heart disease. They're saying almost 4 in 10 Americans are going to be diagnosed with cancer this year. 600,000 will die of the disease. But at least or close to half of cancer cases are preventable. So, you know, what have we done that, or what are we doing that put us at risk? Well, a lot of you guys went back to smoking. We knew this, right? Smoking is bad. Smoking causes the most common cancer, lung cancer. Tobacco smoke contains 7,000 chemicals. At least 70 of them are carcinogens. So every single puff you take, you're introducing carcinogens that could cause cancer. I tried a cigarette when I was in high school. Didn't really do much to me. I didn't feel much. Didn't make me cough. I understand, you know, people use it for a variety of reasons to keep them awake, to help with stress, give them energy, keep their appetite down, just not worth it. It's so toxic. The types of cancer, not only lung, brain, colon, cervical, lung cancer has been linked to so many cancers. Just not worth it. And it's the single greatest avoidable risk. So, sugar is another thing. Right? I like sugar. I love sugar. Okay, I don't smoke. So I could stand on my pulpit and say, don't smoke, smoking's bad. But as soon as you go with Dr. Dahlia, don't you eat sugar? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like sugar. I love sugar. Sugar is my go-to. Sugar is my go-to to keep myself awake, to give me energy. It's bad that I do that, but I like sugar. I've avoided a lot of sugar. I don't drink soda. Hardly anymore. I don't eat lollipops. I never go for ice cream. I don't order dessert. I need a lot less sugar. But average American gets about 17 teaspoons of sugar a day. The American, or the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, I think the ADA, recommends consuming no more than 12 teaspoons of sugar a day. Why? Well, sugar causes obesity, causes inflammation. So you got to cut down on your sugar. And then processed meat. Okay, if you ask me what my favorite sandwich is, it's a Hebrew National salami sandwich or a corned beef sandwich. I'll eat gyros. I'll eat roast beef. I'll eat a turkey sub, turkey ham. I'll even go to McDonald's and have an Egg McMuffin with Canadian bacon. Oh, I love the salty processed flavor of meat. Not good. 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer officially classified processed meat as a human carcinogen. They're prepared with chemicals that have been found to damage cells of the colon and rectum. They say if you eat 1.8 ounces a day, that can increase your risk of colon cancer by 18%. That means your bacon, your ham, your sausage, your hot dogs, your pepperoni, your salami, your beef jerky, deli meats,
like your turkey and roast beef. So eatthis.com says that's a no-no. And then processed foods that have, I don't know, you know, like our chips and our cookies and things like that. According to Dr. Ural Patel, family medicine doctor in Newport Beach, consumption of processed foods causes inflammation, one of the leading contributors to cancer, and these foods also lack key micronutrients. So you're basically eating crap and you're not getting any nutrition. And then lack of sleep and working the late shift. Remember I talked to you about those? Because I live in Vegas, so we have a lot of shift workers. If you work the night shift, back in 2018, they found a study that that increases your risk of cancer almost 20%. Because staying up at night messes up your production of melatonin. Melatonin can protect against the disease. Now, we're not telling people to take melatonin to prevent cancer. It makes you sleepy all the time, and I wouldn't want you to mess with your normal circadian rhythm. But graveyard shift, not good. Another study looked at talcum powder. Talcum powder surrounding the genitals could increase ovarian cancer by 33%, endometrial cancer by 24%, because they think maybe talc can be contaminated with asbestos. So people have been telling people to avoid talcum powder. Another thing I like to urge people to do is to avoid the plastics. I think we are so reliant on plastics and our plastic water bottles and things like that, that we're getting the BPA, that synthetic hormone that affects our endocrine system, so it messes with our metabolism. It could also increase our risk of breast cancer. So try to choose plastics that are BPA free, or try to use other containers like glass. All right. One thing I do like is a nice order of McDonald's French fries. I love French fries. I love the salt. I love the softness of some of the French fries. Problem is, French fries have acrylamide. Acrylamide is a chemical found in tobacco smoke, industrial products. It's also formed when vegetables like potatoes contain sugars that are heated. Coffee, I think, can even make acrylamide. So French fries, potato chips, crackers, breads, cookies, and breakfast cereals heated to a degree can make acrylamide that can damage DNA, raising cancer risk. So, cut back on your processed foods. And then, oral hygiene. Back in 2018, the Journal of National Cancer Institute found that gum disease was associated with a 24% increase in lung and colorectal cancer. Why? Well, the bacteria in gum disease changes your immune response. Harmful bacteria causes inflammation. Inflammation causes cancer. And then, I can't eat stress enough. Cut your stress. Stress can cause cancer. It also can make you overeat, drink alcohol, smoke. You want to also avoid charring your meat because of the acrylamide. You want to also avoid, I think there's also toluene. I need to double check that. Parabens that we have in our preservatives like toothpaste and shampoos and deodorants also. Inhaling secondhand smoke. Unprotected sex like HPV, alcohol, lack of exercise, and too much sun. And lose the weight. Those are some things we could do to prevent cancer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we want to stop racism. We don't want to spread hate. And, you know, when we see people put swastikas up or homophobic slurs, racist slurs, you know, I think as a society, we're like, nah, we're not going to put up with it. No. Unfortunately, there are some people that don't get the memo. And when some things that were used ubiquitously, even by celebrities, even by presidents, become a symbol of white supremacy, I think there are some people out there who might not
realize. And this was discussed about a year or two ago, and I still have people say, really, what? Really? You can't do that anymore? So one of my favorite movies was Beverly Hills Cop. I love Beverly Hills Cop. And one of my favorite scenes with Beverly Hills Cop was when Eddie Murphy was in the club, you know, and they, you know, he took Rosewood and Taggart to the club, and they were dancing, and or they were, you know, the strippers were around. It was like a nudie bar. And then I guess two bad guys came in, looked like they were going to have guns, and so Eddie Murphy tells Taggart to, you know, cover me or whatever. And when he was able to disarm somebody, he looks at Taggart, and then he does the okay sign. I mean, the very infamous Eddie Murphy smile. And in fact, I think that was on some of even the, you know, the posters and some of the teases for the Beverly Hills Cop movie. And I think when Ronald Reagan was shot and he was looking out the window, he wanted to show everybody he was okay, and he did the okay sign. The okay sign was used a lot in the 80s. I think Malcolm in the Middle used the okay sign, so the, you know, A-OK. In fact, there was a game, and you're going to see a lot of pictures of kids, and I don't want to do the hand gesture because now it's taboo, but I guess where they make circles, I'm going to go like this, they make circles around their eyes, but their fingers are out. And then I think there's a game where if your hand looks like an A-OK sign or something, you get punched in the gut. I forget what that game is. So, you know, the OK sign was something, you know how there was peace? And then I think then the OK sign grew more popular because it was, we were moving out of the 60s and 70s peace sign. Well, in 2017, that's when it all changed. People are like, when did it go from, you know, being a sign that Obama used and all these stars, Paul McCartney have used, Michael Jackson, when did it go from a sign that celebrities used to all of a sudden now you can lose your job? Apparently there was a gas worker, an employee last year. His hand was out the window. He said he was kind of cracking his knuckles and, you know, or like some of us wipe off our nails while the other fingers might be out or something, and that he was accused of giving a sign to somebody else. He's Latino. And, you know, he had an interview, was like, I've lost my job, and I'm Latino. I'm not, you know, I'm not white, and why would I be doing a white supremacy sign? You know, this is how I crack my nails. So it's becoming more and more unpopular, and in fact, I think a Jeopardy contestant is being accused of using that sign to show others. And I've seen when people have done it as a signal or a sign to other supremacists. I mean, I think it's obvious when they try to do it like that. I don't know what happened with the Jeopardy guy. With the Jeopardy guy, I guess it was his third time, so he said, here I am, first time. Then the second time he was back on the show, two, and then trying to do three. In fact, in Inglourious Basterds, when Michael Fassbender was ordering a drink, he ordered a drink with three of his fingers showing, and I don't want to show that because I don't want to be, you know, accused of using the wrong hand signal. But, I mean, you see this in movies all the time, but there's a distinct hand gesture. And where this came from, and I'm just getting this from a couple different sources, is that back in 2017, there was a discussion board called 4chan. And I guess there was this hoax that I think some people on the right wanted to start this little viral rumor that the A-OK sign was a white supremacy sign and wanted to see if liberals would go with it and then make themselves, I guess, look foolish, saying, guys, you know, stop doing that, we, you know, and I think it was just supposed to be a joke. But then other people said, no, the hand movement, the hand gestures in a certain way look like a W and a P for white power. So the A-OK sign became taboo as of 2017. And we're being told by the Chicago Tribune it just started as a joke. And it was started by some people on the right that wanted to see if the left would go with it. and then start to cancel something that they commonly did and have pictures of themselves doing. And so I don't like these kinds of jokes, because now you have people that, you know, might be taking, okay, well, and then what ended up happening was the mosque shooter. Remember, this was in New Zealand. The New Zealand mosque shooter apparently, I think, used the sign after he killed 51 Muslim worshippers on March 15th. So once you have a killer, a mass murderer, decide to take a sign and use it, now it's solidified. It's solidified in history that that is a sign. And if you use that sign, you look like you are siding with the mosque shooter or siding with anybody that is using it for in a racist way. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's what the white supremacists are using, then we stop using it. Right? That's not anything that I think we want to propagate. But we have people accidentally using it. I mean, you have a lot of older people that go A-OK, and they make the hand signal. Now, me, since it's been since the 80s, I really don't think I used it that much in the 80s. I remember always pretending to hitchhike, thumbs up, but I don't really do thumbs up anymore. I'm trying to think what I use for okay, I gotcha. I'm not sure what I use with my hands anymore. But I'm afraid that, you know, if you grew up with a hand gesture, well, there's one hand gesture I grew up with, right? You know, the bird. And I didn't know there were a couple different ways to do it. I'm not going to do it, but apparently there's a few different ways of doing this. That, there is no mistake. There is no sign, right? No country that will take a look at somebody showing their middle finger. That is completely, that's pretty understandable. That's easy to, you know, to identify. But, you know, if you give an okay sign or give a sign that looks like that, you know, you could lose your job. And if you try to explain, but no, I was just saying A-OK. I wasn't trying to signal somebody. You could be in trouble. And so I'm a little frustrated by how quickly something transformed into you can't do that. And it stinks because, you know, the mosque, why would he use that sign? I mean, why would he use, you know, what? And it started as a hoax. It started as people saying, well, yeah, let's say it's, you know, even the Anti-Defamation League added it to their list of gestures that you can't use that would be considered white supremacist. Now, somebody from the Anti-Defamation League has actually studied this, and he had said, let me see if I could get his quote here. Mark Pitkovich says that this was in a series of attempts to troll liberals with a right-wing hoax claiming that the OK sign was a symbol of white supremacy. So he did look up the history of it. The problem is once you have white supremacists use it, it's taboo. So if you didn't get the memo's out now. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.